Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here I am deep in the Midlands of South Carolina, out in the woods with cryptids running about. What a perfect night to be talking about two things. First of all, tomorrow noon is the Lizard Man Festival, lizardmanfestival.com or at Lizard Man on Facebook. So please join us tomorrow at noon. Lyle Blackburn, the world expert on Lizard Man, will be with us. It's going to be a blast. So I hope everybody can join us. Just check it out, lizardmanfestival.com or at Lizard Man on Facebook. So we hope you can join us then. But tonight, we have, I think, a world premiere, at least on this show, of one of the most exciting new ghost hunters in America, or probably in the world. So once I introduce my co-hosts, we are going to introduce this amazing ghost hunter who's been a good friend of ours and our show for a long, long time. First of all, from Emerald Isle, North Carolina, the one and only Papa Stro, the maestro of wrestling. How are you doing tonight, Papa Stro?
Oh, my gosh. Great to be here. Another great WCW Retro podcast. The callers are the total best. I love that show. It's like a Wild Wild West of podcasts, and just love being a part of it. It's such a great time.
And you're a lot of fun as a host. You really are, and we're glad to have you here tonight on this.
I really do.
Very very special scary cast. And our man, now the reason I say our man from Hollywood is because one of my favorite comedies from 1948 was Our Man in Havana, from that great book by Graham Greene. And their man in Havana was some dude from the United States. He had plans for a super secret weapon. Turned out to be a vacuum cleaner. But it was a great movie. But Our Man from Hollywood, the one and only, Devin Tate. How are you doing tonight, Devin?
I'm doing great, Tom. I'm happy to be your man from wherever I am.
That's right. No, we won't let you be our man from Havana because he had plans for a vacuum cleaner. That's just a funny movie. I just happened to run by it on YouTube, and it was just so funny.
Hey, Devin, is that lyrics for you, a possible new song, maybe? I was just curious.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep. All right. We're glad you're here. And, of course, one of the favorite guests we've ever had from Arkansas, the queen of Arkansas wrestling fans, Granny Hulkster. How are you doing tonight, Granny?
I'm good. I'm good. Just got off the tail end of WCW Retro with Stro, and always a good time. I've missed out the last couple weeks because we've been, you know, busy in the process trying to get our Moose Lodge open back up. And so Granny had about 5 or 6 meetings I had to do tonight. And we have, you know, so I was late calling in, but I'm here for Scary Cast and looking forward to hearing some great stories and just looking forward to having a great time.
Well, we're glad you're here. And the queen of Scary Cast has just logged in, the one and only. There she is, the one and only Robin McCray. How are you doing tonight, Robin?
Hi, Robin.
Hi, guys. How's everybody doing?
Hi, Robin.
Great.
Hi.
We're good. Did you find your cryptid?
No, it's still on the lookout. I'm going to find out what the heck this thing is because I have no stinking clue. Like, this is just unbelievable. And we've had multiple sightings of it. I know it's not a dog man. I even thought maybe it was a dog man pup, but it's not. And it's not big enough to be a foot, even one of the kids. And it doesn't move like it anyway. But we had something weird come down the road, so I went running out there trying to find it, and I found it, and it wasn't what I saw.
But we're glad you're safe. We're glad you're here with us on Scary Cast. So, ladies and gentlemen,
yeah,
tonight,
thank you.
For his first time on Scary Cast, the one and only Brady Hicks Ghost Hunter. How you doing tonight, Brady?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. This is exciting. I've been listening from afar for a while, so this will be a lot of fun.
Well, that's great. We're glad you're here.
Yeah.
Tell you what, you got some real You got some real UFO people, some Bigfoot people, some lizard man people, and some just pure old cryptid people. And we don't mind coming on here and telling our stories. And Papa Stro and Devin, they just are kind enough to listen and put up with us. But we have a good time here. And it's always great having Stro when he can get off once he finishes that great WCW retro. Well, and he joins us up here.
I'll tell you, Dr. John, you know, I've missed out the last couple of weeks, too, you know, calling into your show. Dr. John called me the other day, says, "Where have you been?"
I had to tell Dr. John where I'd been.
Yes, he had to call and check up on Granny, you know, so.
I'm glad I'm on tonight. I was going to say, you know, you have lizard man people and cryptoids and ghost hunters and all. Well, I'll bet you Stro Maestro has seen scarier stuff than any of us just in the locker rooms. My guess would be.
Yeah, it's pretty terrifying, Brady. I will miss. It's pretty terrifying.
Well, I'm glad I didn't have to miss tonight because I'm looking forward to your ghost stories, Brady. So, you know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear everything.
I've seen a few Krampuses from time to time.
Oh, yes, that's right. We're working on the Krampus for this December. I'll let you know where it's going to be. Don't worry about that. We wouldn't dare have the Krampus festival without you. But anyway, for those of you that don't know, obviously, anyone that does not know us, we're all friends. We're all on podcasts together. We've all been friends for a long time. We've got wrestling people. We've got actors and actresses. We've got crazy hosts. We got everybody on here. But Brady, tell us, because we are familiar with you, but for the people that are not, just tell us a little bit about what you do and what did you and I start talking about? Because I think people would be interested in that.
You mean where did it? What are you asking me exactly? How did we start talking?
I'm saying tell people a little bit about you. What all do you do?
I'm a writer and editor by trade. I write for Pro Wrestling Illustrated is how most people know me. So I've been covering wrestling for probably about 12 or 13 years now. Actually 14 years now that I think about it. So I do all that stuff, and of course I run the VOC Nation Radio Network, which airs this fine show as well as a number of other ones. I host my own podcast on Tuesday nights in the room with Stro Maestro.
And that's a blast. That's a great show.
Well,
that's right.
And then
we started talking, or I think you sent me a text last week and said something about, you know, John, I take pictures of ghosts. And I said,
yeah.
I'll see you on the show. No, it was 2 weeks ago. I said, I'll see you on Scarycast. Boom. That's it.
It's so funny. For me, it just kind of started that I was just looking at old pictures here or there, you know, and I would just kind of see weird things, you know, like a little bit of light that was a little off or like almost like a shadow or something like that. And I'm thinking, like, these are pretty cool. And what happened is, like, anytime I would travel, I would go on, like, ghost tours. You know, you just walk around and you hear, you know, local stories about, you know, hauntings and stuff like that. And they would take you in buildings. They're always a lot of fun. And I would always make a point of, like, kind of taking my phone and just taking as many pictures as possible. Well, I was in Ottawa in February up in Canada. And we toured this this old prison that they turned into a hostel. Where three prisoners were executed in the course of, like, probably about 40 or 50 years. And I actually found a full-body actually two full-body apparitions in a picture that I took of the gallows. And I didn't see it at the time, but that kind of, like, it really is cool, Granny. I think that was Granny. I'm not sure. But, like, you know, it's so cool. I apologize, Robin. It's like and what that did for me is, like, when I saw that, that made me want to go back and just start looking at other pictures that I've taken over the years, you know, and, like, really start to look at them with an analytical eye. And some of the stuff that I found has been absolutely amazing. I've actually been putting them on an Instagram account since I got back from Ottawa back in February. So I've got almost 100 up there now, and I want to say I have another 40 or 50 just that I'm sitting on. And this lockdown has been great for it because I have time, like I can go to like abandoned buildings or whatever and just kind of like, or places that are allegedly haunted, you know, and just take a bunch of pictures. And I found some amazing stuff. It almost seems unbelievable to me that I could be so lucky with some of it.
That's great.
It is.
I cannot wait to see the pictures.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Robin, I put those up on Facebook on the last post right before tonight, so you can check them out right on Facebook.
Okay,
and I know
going right
Radio
now.
Probably,
which page?
Yeah.
Scarecast,
And if you go and I actually tagged John today with a link to my Instagram. It's Brady Hicks Ghost Hunter if you go on Instagram. And that's where they all are right now. And I've been doing them pretty much like one a day since February. I missed a day or two here or there, but basically.
These are fantastic.
Some of them are better than others, but I've really been amazed with like how lucky I've been.
No, they're very impressive.
Thank you.
Robin told me a piece of advice. She said, just take pictures. Just take lots of pictures.
Yes.
You might not notice them right when you're taking them.
You do. You just take them random.
That's the philosophy. For example, around Mother's Day, I was bored. I had nothing to do. I couldn't even go to see my mom. And I went to a local cemetery, and I just kind of walked around for probably about 15 minutes just snapping pictures. You know, I took selfies. I took pictures of all the mausoleums. I walked around, and I probably came back with about 30 or 40, like, kind of faces or full-body apparitions and just, like, all this crazy stuff. Like, I don't think people realize how many things are actually in pictures unless you really study it.
Yeah, so here's the thing. And I mean, a lot of the researchers have figured this out. It's not like it's a well-kept secret, but
mm-hmm.
The random pictures are the only way to get them. And the reason that is because a lot of stuff stays close. And if you don't focus your lens on it, okay, if you can have them in the picture but not focused on it, they can't alter it and they show up. And it's the same thing with the spirits because they are energy-based. And that, when it crosses with the camera lens and the digital, it does blur it. So if you're taking, like, stand in the middle of whatever room you're investigating and just in a circle, click, 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 and take pictures in a complete circle, you would be so amazed what you would find.
That is absolutely the truth. And another thing that I've been doing, and I don't know if this is, like, a common practice, but I always used to get these feelings, like, you know, something's looking at me or I see something out of the corner of my eye. Well, now what I do is I actually real quick pick up my phone if I have it handy, and I'll snap selfies. I'll snap a circle around the room real quick. And I've caught stuff that way as well. It's crazy.
And I think that's one reason that we have more pictures now of spirits and apparitions because, you know, 20 years ago, we didn't all have cell phones. You'd
well,
have
sure,
to, like,
yeah.
You'd get behind your camera, and it was terrible, but yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's very interesting, and not only for spirits and ghosts, but for cryptids as well. I think a lot of my friends have gotten some of their best pictures just shooting around the yard or whatever. I know Robin has shown me some very interesting photos that really look good, and she said we're just out there snapping pictures away, and it really works.
That's the only way to get them. If you go outside or if you go even, you know, ghost hunting or whatever research you're working on, and you go out there and you try to focus on any of this stuff to get a picture, you know, the best of luck to you. Because if you can get that, you're going to get 10,000 more this other way. It just really works because a lot of stuff tries to come up behind you.
Yeah.
So if you stand in a circle and you click these pictures and you just completely do it in a circle, it really works.
Or you do the selfie. These the other one. I do a lot of selfies, you know.
Yep.
And I'll
get
stuff kind of like
you.
Lurking over my shoulder. Exactly. Yeah. I've had a lot of luck with that. And the other thing that I wanted to mention that's been so lucky for me is, like, I think a lot of times you look at a picture and you don't necessarily just kind of, it doesn't pass the eye test to see anything. But there's, like, so many filters available and stuff like that. You know, you can lighten a picture a little bit. You can do the negative contrast. Sometimes it will, like, just kind of doing that with a picture and, like, zooming in different places, like, it really makes things pop out that you wouldn't just catch just to kind of casually look at a picture. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I've learned a lot from talking to Robin about this, and I get a lot more than I used to. I really do, and I do keep my phone handy and charged so that in case you get that weird feeling. But like tonight, I hadn't even had a chance to tell Robin. We had a chance to have a bite of dinner together, but when I was walking out of I'm in a suite in her house right now. It's wonderful, and the reception is just perfect. So I came out, and there were no lights on upstairs, just the one in my room. So I took a look to the left, and I saw nothing. It was completely dark. And if there hadn't been something blocking my entire vision, I would have seen a window, a second floor window. I would have seen some very dim lights from the next bedroom where she's got a number of her pets and everything. And so I looked to the left, and there was something completely blocking my vision. Robin, that sounds like a something, doesn't it?
Usually, especially here.
I know. I have, I'll tell you the story. Well, I got two stories to tell about where I am. One involves that great wrestler, Papa Stroh. Papa Stroh, it was a year ago this weekend. It was a year ago, Lizard Man Festival number 2. Robin and her friend Janice Carter were coming to speak, and Robin was kind enough. She said, "Guys, don't spend money on a hotel. I've got plenty of beds. Y'all just come on over, and we got mattresses and everything." So that was great, and I'd heard a lot about this place. I got out, and it was creepy as all get. Now, it was just creepy. It just was. I'm very comfortable with it now. I'm just concerned about the rattlesnake out here that she's got. But, so we came back outside with Robin, and Robin said, "Well, yeah, the Bigfoots, I told them you were coming here, and they would show off for you." I said, "Well, that's great." Then all of a sudden, we saw the trees on the left start moving and swaying. But, you know, now, Brady, you've seen trees move because of the wind. They all go one way, and then they all go another. It's a, you know, it's a back and forth kind of thing. But Papa Stroh will tell you that all of a sudden, all the trees on the left were shaking, like randomly. And it was hard. It was a hard shake. And she said, "Oh, they're just out there. They know you're here." And I'm sorry. It scared the devil out of me. Scared everything out of me. So then I said, "Rob, let's get our stuff out of the car. I want to get back inside, you know?" And
it's a good way to get rid of a Krampus.
Right.
So then we go out. I think Robin and I were all inside, and then Robin said, "Oh, I got to go get the dogs." And so I walked there out on the back porch with her, and I saw a gray light. It was like a spotlight just moving around the back. I said, "What's that?" And I looked right behind me to see the windows in her upstairs, and there was no light coming out there. And I said, "What is that?" She said, "Oh, that's who'd you say it was? Shadow, Robin?"
Yeah, he was out running back.
Just one of the Bigfoots out there going around, and I just decided I was gonna. I got down on that mattress on the floor. I stayed in Papa's room. I was not staying in a room by myself here after all that. And he was laughing at me, and I was petrified. And was I petrified?
Yeah, you were. I was too busy enjoying dinner, actually. Dinner was amazing, by the way, Robin. That was, oh, my gosh, it's so good. But to see John in that state, seeing all those supernatural phenomena he brags about, and then to see him actually get scared, it was definitely a rarity. So, I mean, I was kind of cherishing the moment.
Well, I never say that I don't get scared. Hey, Brady, you ever get scared taking ghost pictures and finding something and knowing that you're not alone?
I mean, I've been creeped out before, but usually not in the moment. You know, in the moment, I'm more focused about just getting some pictures and kind of getting the hell out of there. You know what I mean? Like, there's an abandoned bookstore not far from where I am, and I want to say early on in the quarantine, you know, I headed down there, and I took a bunch of pictures through the window, and I actually found out that the door was unlocked, somebody told me. So I didn't go in because I don't trespass, you know, but I just kind of opened the door and just took some pictures and took around. And I got such an eerie feeling that, like, I had to get out of there. And I honestly, aside from a couple random kind of feelings, like, that I had similarly when I was younger, because I do believe that the place where I grew up was haunted, I hadn't had that feeling in a long time, you know, but it was just kind of like that get out, got to leave now. But I wouldn't say scared. It was more just like uncomfortable. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The uneasiness comes more later when I'm sitting, you know, in a dark room in bed, kind of going over the pictures that I just took. That's when it gets a little uneasy.
That's why I carry my Bible with me wherever I go.
Brady,
I'm looking at
oh my
it
God, Brady,
right now.
You should have been there. It was amazing. Oh, my gosh, it was amazing. You would have loved it.
It sounds it.
Listen, I'm not one. If I scare just like everybody else. And, I mean, hey, Devin, do you ever scare? You're not impervious to being scared, are you?
I don't scare easily, but I do definitely get scared now and then. And when I do, it's pretty intense.
And you know that you need to get out, don't you?
Yes.
The last time I was legitimately
Devin's
scared.
Smart. Devin's smart.
I was going to say, like, the last time I was legitimately scared was back, you know, when I was at home with my parents, you know, and I woke up in the middle, and I had a friend that had died real young. He died, like, maybe like a week before his 21st birthday. And I woke up in the middle of the night, and again, I'm a skeptic, so, like, I think, like, I was probably dreaming or whatever. But I wake up, and this kid is sitting on the edge of the bed looking at me. And I watched him fade away right in front of me, and it was the scary. In fact, I tried to turn on the light, and I knocked it on the floor. It wasn't awesome at the time, I can tell you that. I was terrified, you know, and it was like, and he had, like, this real distinct kind of, like, smile, you know? So, like, I knocked the lamp on the floor, I'm trying to turn it on, and I'm all freaked out. And, like, I was scared, but I could, like, chalk that up to a dream. You know, I'm just thinking, like, I'm half awake or whatever. But I want to say, like, maybe about 3 months after that, I had a dream, a very distinct, and I know I was dreaming because I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting there with my friend who had died, and I knew he was dead. And we're sitting in, like, some cafeteria or something, and I look right at him, and I say, "Hey, Joey, was that you on the edge of my bed?" And I'm not even going to lie, he did that exact same smirk and faded away right away in my dream. It was the scariest thing to wake up to. Oh, my God.
I tell you what, I was laying in bed one night watching TV. I was completely wide awake. I was just laying there. My kids had gone to bed. I was tired. So I'm just laying there minding my own business. And I happened to glance to my left. And down sitting about 12 inches from my leg was a little girl. And
oh my
I
God.
Had thought I had seen her in the house before, darting from room to room. And she was not only next to me, she was on her on her knees, and she had her hands in front of her. She was praying, like she was saying her prayers before bed. And
okay.
She had this old-fashioned little nightgown on and a little bobbed haircut. And she had her hands, you know, in front of her, and her eyes are closed, and she was looking at it. And I thought, oh, my gosh. And I was so surprised. I wasn't frightened because I had so many ghost encounters that it just was like, oh, okay. But I'm looking at her, and she turned around, and she looked at me, and she gave me a real soft smile, and she went back to saying her prayers. And because I'm an idiot, instead of just watching her for a while, what do? I'm thinking to myself, I know I'm awake. Why am I not sure that I'm even awake? So I picked up my hand, and I patted myself on the shoulder. I'm like, yeah, I can feel that. I'm awake. So what do? I put my hand out like I'm going to try to touch her because she was literally closer than an arm's length, and she was 12 inches from my leg. And I put my hand on it, and it went right through her, and it was just like all this smoke, and then it just dissipated, and she was gone.
Oh, my God.
But she would pop up. We'd be driving down the road in the car, and all of a sudden you'd feel something hit the back of the seat, and you'd look in the back, and there she was.
Wow. Or so
I've
never had
bedroom.
That kind of stuff.
I'd go in my bedroom and I'd see her run across the doorway of the bathroom. I mean, it was, I don't know, she finally went away. I mean, this went on for years. And then we've got a man and a little girl here that I've seen. And I worked at a bed and breakfast in Michigan. And the first day I went in there to talk to these people about it, I had went upstairs and looked at the suites and stuff, and because they had a bunch of rooms. And I came downstairs, and there was this little girl. She had a little straw hat on, blonde hair, blue-eyed, you know, long hair, had the bangs, old-fashioned dress, like 1800s maybe. And I turned around, I looked at the people, and I said, so who's the little girl running around here? They about went white. They said, you saw her? I said, well, of course I saw her. She's standing right over there. And they're kind of looking at me like I'm nuts. And they said, everybody that's ever stayed here says they see that little girl. You know, but I mean, I saw my first ghost that I remember. I was like 3 or 4. And I just, anywhere I live, they're at. I mean, it's just like a thing. It doesn't matter where I go, they show up. It's like with everything else.
Well, I do think, and this is, I haven't really thought this through. I haven't researched it or whatever. But I feel like there were certain people who were, like, there's almost like 3 levels to it. Like, there are people who are, like, very sensitive and can see almost anything. Like, that sounds almost like you. There are people like me who will have experiences where they're open to it. And, like, you know, they might see something, they might miss something. And then there are other people that I swear to God, you could parade a whole lineup of ghosts right in front of them, and they would look right at it, and they would not see a thing. My girlfriend is like that. Like, I'll show her pictures, and she'll be like, I don't see anything. And it's, like, it's clear as day to me. So, like, it's strange. It's, like, it's almost like there's a part of your brain that has to be unlocked, I think, to see everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it's, like, the part of you that, like, like they say, like, you lose it when you're a child. You know, you lose that ability. Some people lose it and other people don't.
Right.
I don't know.
I think you're right. I think all kids have it.
My girlfriend thinks I'm nuts. Like, my girlfriend thinks I have, like, 100 pictures up of just, like, random nature shots. I think only one of them did she concede look like something.
Yeah.
Brady, it's like I have gotten, since I've been working on my Lizard Man, I've got a brand new book coming out here in maybe a week or two, The Lizard Man Companion. And now that I've been doing so much research on The Lizard Man, I have been finding pictures of
the
Lizard Man.
Aren't you the Lizard Man Companion?
Do what?
Aren't you the Lizard Man Companion?
I guess I'm getting there. I think the Lizard Man thinks I'm
okay, Lizard Man, Brady.
What happened was I was talking to there's another lady named Robin. I won't give her last name, but Robin McCray introduced me to her. And we had, you know, she was on our show, and she's like the world expert on little people and just nice lady, and her name's Robin. And I called her up a day or two later. We were talking, and I said, you got any Lizard Man stories? Because I got this book coming up, and I'd like a good one. She said, yeah, my grandfather was in Vietnam. And I thought, oh, my God, this is interesting. I said, continue. And his best friend was in Vietnam, too, and his granddaughter was one of my best friends. And so what happened was they had been told, if you ever see a Lizard Man, shoot to kill. And they found 2 Lizard Man men roaming around in the jungle in Vietnam. And they started chasing them. They had submachine guns. And they chased them to this gigantic tunnel. They went in there, and all of a sudden, they were surrounded by about 20 Lizard Men. And they took their machine guns, and very quickly, they were not surrounded by 20 Lizard Men. They were all on the ground, dead. And it was just so, she said, and you know, all the guys that ever come back from Vietnam, they all had PTSD, and they knew not to tell these stories. I mean, they didn't have to be brief. They knew not to tell these. And she said her dad would just sometimes freak out. And once I started doing some research, there had actually been some people who were in that cave and had some pictures of a real lizard man. And I downloaded that one, and I made several copies to make sure I wouldn't lose it. But those things are ferocious looking. They look like a kind of a little bit of a kinder and gentler creature from the Black Lagoon, but they are not kind and gentle. They are, and so, you know, once you start looking around for stuff, it kind of starts coming to you. I guess it's one of the laws of attraction. But, yeah, you know, the more you look for it, Brady, I dare say the more, how can I put it, the more ghost pictures you take, the more ghosts you will see.
And now, I am noticing that, like, I am noticing that, like, by the way, like, not to cut you off there, but, like, I feel like, whereas before, like, some of the pictures maybe may have been a stretch to, like, say I see something here or here, but, like, more recently, like, I've gotten some where, like, I look at that and I think, like, there's no debate. That looks like a person standing there, and there was not a person there.
Yeah, well, have you ever felt like they were following you? Devin has a bang-up story. Devin, do you mind retelling your story? You know the one I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, no, not at all. I was walking down the Hollywood Hills, and there's a hotel, it's pretty well known, called the Chateau Marmont. And
yeah.
I was probably a couple blocks up the hill from there. And as I was walking down, I saw this, you know, guy standing there maybe, you know, 50 to 100 feet in front of me. He was kind of tall and had a hat on. And, you know, because we were near the hotel, I kind of thought, maybe this is some drunk partier guy. And I just kind of wanted to walk by him and get away from him just so I didn't have any problems with him. And I walked by him, and as soon as I walked past him, I just felt this chill come over my whole body. And, like, the hairs on my arms stood up. And so I kind of walked a little bit further, and then I turned around to look, and there was nobody there. And that's when I felt this just really creepy feeling, and I just took off. I just got the heck out of there.
We all get those feelings. We do. Whether we acknowledge them or not, I guess that, Robin, would that be the best way to say it?
Yeah.
We acknowledge.
But I want to point something out, too. I mean, it's fantastic to do the ghost hunting and the research, and I applaud anybody that does it. I'm not knocking it in any way, shape, or form. But you know me, I'm safety police mom. I'm like that with everything. John knows that. Not all ghosts are good. Okay? Everybody needs to be really careful. I have a friend that died because of a ghost. So, I mean, I know the hard way. But for the most part, they're peaceful. They really are. You don't get a whole lot of them that are all that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know,
no,
when I was younger, it was actually like a camper, like a little camper that you would take on vacation. And we were in there, you know, my cousins had it and they kind of parked it in their yard. And when they weren't using it, we would just kind of go in there and play like kids. And there was a big mirror kind of on the door that went into the little bathroom. And I turned around one time and there was this like a woman's face in the mirror. But the feeling I got from that, you know, was more like a motherly, like she was watching, you know, like she was kind of like a protecting type figure.
Yeah.
I mean, I can speak from, like, personal experience, you know. There definitely is a feeling of discomfort, especially if you know you're in a place where there are reports of, like, ghosts or spirits being unsettled, you know, being angry, being violent even. I was at a place in Tennessee at a bar, and there are reports of poltergeist activity and women having their hair pulled, and not just like tugged at, but like violently pulled back, you know, or having like or like being pushed down the steps or stuff like that. And I'm taking pictures, and like I got a picture of I wouldn't even describe it as a person. It's on my Instagram toward the beginning. Because it's one of my favorite pictures, but it almost looks like a mix between a human and a demon. It doesn't look like it's a human face with very inhuman eyes and very clearly very angry.
Yeah,
you can see it as clear as day. It's one of the creepiest pictures that I think I've ever taken.
Be interesting to see, maybe.
Well, yeah.
I went, while we were all talking, because I was so nosy, I went and looked at your pictures, Brady, and there's one on there that really pops for me. There's, I'm trying to figure out how to tell you which one it is. It said it was the cemetery.
Okay.
Let me pull it back up.
You talking
about
the one with the green that had green grass and then that main headstone?
No. Let me. I'm trying to pull it back up because it popped off of your hand. One sec. Let's see. Let me pull it back up because I just did it because I wanted to take a look at these while we were talking.
Yeah. I've been looking at them while we're. Yeah.
Okay. This looks like. There's so much going on in here. Like I'm just being honest, Brady. You got a lot going on in there.
Was it the mausoleum one? Was it the mausoleum one?
It says Resurrection Center. Oh, Cemetery.
That was the trip I did Mother's Day weekend. Yeah.
Okay, now, I'm just putting this out there. What do you think you see in it?
Which one are we talking about?
Two white shapes, like, I don't know what they are.
Is it in a mausoleum?
No, it looks like it's outside. I mean, I could be wrong. It's got
two white things
on the bottom and like a dark stick on the side.
Is it like darker? Is it the reflection in my sunglasses? That one?
I don't know.
I'm not sure exactly which one you mean.
Let me pull it back up and see if I can get any more specific.
Hey, read the description for me, and I probably will know which one it is. I forget what
okay.
I said.
Okay. Let's see. It says, manifestation of apparent face on a tree at Resurrection Cemetery.
Tree. Face on a tree. Okay.
Well, I don't know about the tree. I'm not going to say there's nothing there because it kind of does look like there is. But standing behind, on the left-hand side, it looks like a branch, or that could be the tree. There is an actual human figure standing directly behind it. The thing that I found interesting, it also is on that same tree, like you have some type of a ghostly creature on that tree. But if you look next to the tree, okay, have you found any of the other things that are in there in your pictures besides just the ghost?
I think sometimes, yeah.
Well, there's a Bigfoot sitting there. I'm not even kidding you. He's literally sitting there with his hands in front of him, and he's got...
He's almost
hair
got
his
arms,
face.
Like, outstretched, right?
Yeah, and he's got a face on. I mean, the face looks really good.
I'm trying to find which one you mean. I apologize. I'm furiously scrolling because I want to...
Oh, it's a fantastic picture.
Thank you.
Well, here, what I did is if you go and you click, like, John put it up on ScaryCast, and there's a part that says 4+. You pull it up, and it's the first... It might be the... No, it's not the first one. Let me see. Okay, there's your picture, then there's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the fourth one down. It's up just above the headstone.
Okay,
and at the bottom,
I'm going...
it looks like two white blobby things there. That picture's loaded. I see at least two human ghost spirits in there, something climbing on that branch, and then this big Bigfoot.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so I've got that post up now. So which one is it? It's the fourth one?
Yep. I went and put it on Photo Editor and lightened it up to make it easier to see. Because my eyes are not always the best. But it definitely has a lot going on in there. I mean, there's ghosts all over it. There's a Bigfoot all over it. There's a creature even behind the Bigfoot.
Didn't know
that. Freaking me out.
That's
I don't
wow.
know
the word. Did you, Brady?
I'm not seeing this picture. And I apologize. It's got to be boring as hell for everybody listening. But like, where exactly is this again? I'm trying
it's
to find it.
It's a family reunion, Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And they brought.
So which
if you go.
Wait, okay.
The,
so it's when John tagged me earlier in the week. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you go on ScaryCast, okay.
Yeah.
It says
Scary
this Thursday, 11 p.m., and it tells you're on there. you're going to see four squares. One's going to have a picture of you. The one on the right of that is a picture of yours. And underneath that, it says plus four. You click on that one. And when you click on that one, there is one that says manifestation of apparent faith on a tree at Resurrection Cemetery.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay, the one that, okay, I apologize. I thought you were talking about a different one. That's what threw me off.
No.
Okay.
If you look directly behind that tree, there's a full humanoid body there with details. If you look on the trunk of the tree, it does look like there might be a face there, but there's actually some kind of weird creature on that tree. Then you go next to the tree, and there's a reddish-brown Bigfoot. You can see the hands, you can see the face, the nose, the mouth, the hair.
Now, why would I not see that if that was in my sunglasses? Like, this is a reflection off of my sunglasses in a selfie, so I should have seen it. That's crazy.
No, because if they're in spirit form and they're not materialized, and even your spirits, they can't, when they go into a full form where you can see them, they have to have a lot of energy that they draw to do that. They can't just pop in and out on a whim. It takes
energy. I didn't realize that Bigfoots were spirits.
Here's the thing with the Bigfoots. The Bigfoots are flesh and blood. However, they have paranormal abilities, and they have the ability to cloak. They have the ability to shimmer. Now, a shimmer, it looks like you're looking through water. When they completely cloak, you don't know they're there. And what they do it for a lot of reasons, for protection, so you don't see them, whatever. But they also sometimes will do it so they can count coup. And what they do is they cloak, and the name of the game is you stay cloaked, you go up to a human, and you touch them. And that way you are not seen and you're not detected. They do it as a rite of passage for the littler ones. They do it just for – they have done it to me for years. They want to come up and they'll pull your hair. Last night we were sitting on the porch at a friend's house, and we had foots all over that yard, which they show up wherever I go. And we're sitting there watching a couple of them peek out back and forth behind this tree, and we're sitting on the porch. Next thing I know, something comes up behind me and pulls my hair. And I'm like, okay, I don't know who's counting coup on me, but leave the hair. Like, let's not pull out the hair. I have a ton of hair, but I would like to keep it.
Welcome to Scary Cast, Brady.
Now, your ghost, you're gonna notice a lot of Bigfoot around the ghost. Because they all are energy-based, they all want energy, and they feed off of each other. And they also, a lot of the ghosts, some of them, depending on what cemetery you're at, will have a pull for the Bigfoot because of Native American background there and just because of the energy that they radiate.
Okay.
So don't be surprised if you get them in pictures.
Well, I am just going through all mine with a whole different eye now.
Yeah. You got all kinds of stuff. And remember, everything hangs together, all these paranormal entities. Again, where you find one, you find others. You're going to see ETs in the graveyards. You're going to see dimensionals, elementals, regular human spirits, dog, pet spirits, the Bigfoot, the dog. You're going to find all of that there because it's basically a freak show waiting to happen.
Wow.
It's kind of like Scary Cast. We're all together here, and we're a little bit of a freak show, so they all hang out together, too, don't they?
Freak show on a regular day. Welcome to my world of craziness. I'm just running around. I'm trying to figure out what the hell they are right now.
To answer your question, John, yes, I do get scared right now.
That's like being Kenobi says,
Star Wars, Brady. I'm only playing.
You took your first step into a larger world.
Oh, my boy. Oh, wow.
Welcome
that is
to
crazy.
My world.
Yeah.
Now, I took one that appeared to me to be a very – it actually was the centerpiece of the picture. I'm trying to find it. But it appeared to be a Bigfoot standing right in front of me with his arms outstretched. And people said I was ridiculous, that it was probably just here it is. I'm gonna include that as a comment on that post so that you can see it.
Sure.
Let me make sure on
the headstone. If you go on that one with the headstone, there is a ghost there's actually two ghosts standing facing each other right behind the headstone. And then if
really?
You go
yes.
in, absolutely, 100%. If you go to the
okay.
white stone, you've got faces of different things that are peeking over the top of that. And then on the right-hand side, let me see what I can find there. Yeah, you got stuff over there, too. It looks more dimensional over there. But absolutely, behind that gray stone, you have two men facing each other.
Oh, wow.
But you've got, and then you go over to that white, cute square one, and you've got all kinds of stuff over there, too. But the two directly behind that headstone, that's an incredible picture. You really outdid yourself. That one's incredible.
Thank you. This is the equivalent of the 12-year-old with the Ouija board. I probably have no idea what I'm actually getting into here. So.
Oh, man.
Brady, I hate to tell you this. You're in the vortex now.
Okay, now as we go down, there's
I'm
another
to
one.
Here we go.
Cape May, New Jersey.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I just took those recently, yeah.
Yeah, well, you got a whole lot of stuff in that picture, babe.
A whole lot of shaking going on.
Yeah. These pictures are actually really, really good. Like, I'm not even kidding you.
Thank you.
Let me see. I'm going to lighten it. And actually, at first I thought you had two people there, but you don't. There's a Bigfoot looking in the window. That's why it's so wide. It's actually not two people. It's just a Bigfoot.
Oh.
Robin.
Okay.
I've got a request. Since I am staying here through Saturday, can you get me these pictures that you are making some filters and changes with, and I will post them.
Of course. Of course. I'm already making them.
That would be great. And Brady, what I'll do is I'll shoot you. No, I'm going to shoot everybody a text that's on this. That's on this podcast tonight, and so that means everybody, when I shoot that text and say we sent this text out, you need to go to the ScaryCast Facebook page and say, John, make sure I can see these ghost pictures. So we'll do this. We'll have us an internet. We'll have an interactive experience. But Brady, as soon as we get these up tomorrow, or worst case Saturday, because I'm going to be real busy tomorrow with Lizard Man Festival, you know, we'll get those up and we'll let you see them. And I think it'll be great to.
I have a note 9. So what I can do is not only will I make them, I'm going to make some notations on them. I'm having a ball, Brady. I got to tell you, buddy.
Me too. Well,
this
I'm
is
excited
fantastic.
Because, like I said, my girlfriend is. I understand that there's such a thing as skeptic, but to me, she's too much of a skeptic about it. Whereas, like,
you
this is giving
so
me an opportunity to. I'm excited to have people that I can bounce this stuff off of.
Well, the thing is you end up, I mean, it's great to have a certain amount of skepticism because
mm-hmm.
not everything is everything, and you want to make sure that you're right. I mean, your accuracy in that is impeccable. You have to have that. But you can also do that to the point where you now have lost the ability to find what you're searching for because you just get too much going on. And you can't do it.
Yeah, you pick it apart.
You block
exactly.
it. Your mind doesn't look for it because it automatically is trying to tell itself it doesn't have it.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, I want to make a comment about skepticism. I'm going to divulge a little bit of my talk tomorrow. Lyle Blackburn's at noon. I'm at 1:30. And there's a whole bunch of skeptics out there in Skeptic Magazine and that whole bunch. And what I've found. And I'm very disheartened to say it, but they'll get in their articles and they will flat out make things up. They will lie. And then when you go check their references, the reference doesn't exist. I mean, you know, I got an article from I had to pay $24 yesterday to get an overnight of a magazine of the Fortean Times from 1988 because it had this legendary article. This legendary article was quoted. It said there are 16 examples of how cryptids interact with cars. And John Keel wrote the book The Mothman Prophecy, and he wrote The Quantum Experience. And I, believe it or not, I never found the Quantum Experience, but I did. It was a PDF. And I went and I had it printed out at Office Depot. And so here I am trying to go through these references of theirs, and they don't exist. And that's where I fault skeptics. If they have to make things up to prove a point, they just need to not publish the article. I mean, because you
yeah,
have somebody with me. Was somebody like me with a PhD, and I know exactly how to find, I know exactly how to discredit an article, because I'll just go check the references and I'll read them and I'll do some searches and I'll make sure, I'll see if what they're saying is true. And it's a shame, and I'm gonna talk about it. I'm gonna be a bad guy tomorrow. I'm gonna name a few names. I hope it gets back to them. I hope they find out that yes, somebody will actually read your article and question what you've got in it. So I think if we keep our minds open and don't just shut our minds off. And Robin, does that kind of like mesh with what you're saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you don't open up your mind, you're not going to get anything. You're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to experience anything at all. And you are going to miss the very thing you're looking for.
You got it. I am trying to find a nice quote. So y'all keep on. I've got all my lizard men.
Oh, you guys
stuff
go
here.
Right ahead. Yeah. I'm sitting here circling ghosts.
I'm trying to figure out how to attach a picture as a comment so that I can show you something. I don't know what I'm doing.
I feel it, Brady. See, Brady, this is why this show is ad hoc and fun. Just shoot it to me in a message. I'll see it and I'll just put it right up. Okay.
Oh sure, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I'll do that right now.
Yeah, do that, and so yeah. we're all doing our homework right here online.
Part of the problem is that I deleted Messenger from my phone because I had some wrestling fans that like to call me all hours of the night on Messenger, and they removed the ability to block that, so I had to delete Messenger. So I'm using another app. That's a little more clunky than that. So just give me one sec here. Okay.
Sure.
So what I'm sending you now, John, Doctor, is the Bigfoot
John
thing that I was asking Robin about.
Wow,
okay.
Which one was that?
To me, it looks like a Bigfoot standing there, but I don't know if it's just in my head. Because I've had people say you're an idiot.
In your head.
It might be. I'm pretty crazy.
I know I am. I accepted that. I accepted that a long time ago. When I think about myself, the words batshit crazy pops out every time. But I have learned to accept it. Sorry.
Okay. All right, so yeah. Brady, you sent this to me in
I did.
Something like
you
that,
see it?
In Messenger?
I did, yes.
In Messenger? Yeah, I'm trying to look. I didn't see.
I just sent a picture.
Wait, I can look at it and see if I found it on my phone. Because I think that's probably why it. Well, there's Chaz Moretti commented on a post. Let me see what else I can find. I mean, yeah. I mean, this is like.
This is
way,
amazing.
Brady,
Yeah,
this is just standard scary cast anymore. That's why.
My goodness, I've just been going crazy looking at. Oh, Granny Hulkster just followed me on there now. I have to follow her. Cool.
Hi-o.
No, I'll just call her, or she can call me. Now wait a second. You said this is okay. You sent yeah. Here it is. So let me share it to my email. Oh God, here we go.
You're in the cloud now, baby.
Yeah. Oh, whoa, wait a second. I was there and I could forward it. Where was it? Oh, I hate that.
This is compelling, by the way. This is great.
Mm-hmm.
You got me locked.
Okay, now, so far I have, just in that one with the tombstones, I got 4, 5, 6, 7. I'll have to go through all of them, but yeah.
I sent you
pretty
a friend
cool
request as well, Robin.
I already accepted it.
Okay.
Hi-o.
Cool.
I'm quick, okay?
It's a party.
Oh, it is. Oh, it's a party, all right. Here. Oh.
My house, we can. Please. My house is running amok right now. I don't know what the deal is.
Brady, good.
Do you see it? Do you see it?
No, I just.
Which one?
I just found your photo. I'm an idiot.
All right, how am I getting it to you guys? Wait a minute.
I'm just gonna save it. I'm just gonna save it. It's gonna take me a minute. So let me.
Okay.
All right, John. I'm texting you this picture.
Here we are.
And then you can get it to everybody.
Yeah.
I am gonna be freaked. Now I want to go out and take more pictures, though.
Yes, you do.
You also
me a full-time ghost hunter.
You have what I call a tree spirit. It's like a whole face, right, that takes up the tree.
Yes.
Pictures. I have pictures of them where you see the face coming out of the trees. I mean, it's craziness.
That is
ask
cool.
Ask John. I have some weird-ass pictures. I'm just telling you.
She's got some interest. No, Robin, they're interesting pictures.
Well, you know it's bad when, like, your girlfriend tells you, the skeptic tells you she thinks the basement is haunted, and you go down there and you get a picture of a baby over your shoulder. You know that you should be concerned then.
That's not really a concern. I mean, you know. I look at it this way. Everybody needs somebody.
That's true.
They don't need
dead or not.
Oh, it's crazy. Crazy. Such is life.
Right?
Heck yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hold on. I'm trying. Give me a second. I finally got a hold of it. Now I can. I'm just going to post it on Scary Cat.
Can I have the theme to Mission Impossible while you do it? Dun, 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 dun.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, this is standard stuff. Brady, you should have seen us when we were all over here for Christmas. Oh Lord, something else.
Krampus.
Yeah, no, we're talking about Christmas. We're talking about December 24th, 25th. Yeah, it was.
Okay.
It was amazing. It was amazing. So yeah, okay, good. I'm getting ready to post this. And
did you get the picture I sent you?
Let's see. I finally got mine that I. I'm just gonna let me find this because that was the good and that Brady had and he sent it to me. So I finally will get it. No, we're not in Lizard Man. We're going. We got to be in.
We're like all on here playing on our phone trying to get all these pictures.
I just sent you guys the. Okay, cool. Yeah, you're about to post it, so.
Oh, man.
Let's see. So, date.
Okay.
Scary Cat.
I wonder if he's got sunblock on.
Huh. Look, he fried up.
Yeah. Okay, so something about it new from Brady during...
All right, I'm sending you more, then.
Okay, I'll get those up as we talk. I don't want to leave every because I know we do have people listening tonight, and I'm sure they're saying what is going on here. We're just having too much fun. But anyway, you know that's great. And so let's see now.
They can
Granny
be following,
and Hulkster.
Right, so. Yeah.
Granny Hulkster, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good. Now, have you had any ghostly experiences? I haven't. Had a chance to talk to you tonight about that. Everybody has to come clean on their ghostly experience.
Well, I've had a few. I mean, some are a little unexplainable, but yeah, I've had a few in my time.
Yeah, I think we all have. We just don't get a forum like this that we can talk about openly and everything. And I'm just sitting here. Looking at Robin's backyard, and I'm just wondering when I'm going to see something walk out there at midnight, you know, and it won't be any of the dogs.
I'm gonna tell you what. They've been loud and proud back there. So I just put that garden in. The garden wasn't even in 12 hours, and I got a 17.5-inch footprint. So it's like, that's to a 16-inch
And I need to see that tomorrow.
I've got the picture.
Tomorrow. We'll probably put it on Lizard Man Festival. We've got a lot to do on Lizard Man Festival tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of it's going to be kind of like this. So everybody needs to listen to Robin will be on from 3 to 4 tomorrow. And Janice Carter will be on from 4 to 5. And we'll be talking about all kinds of stuff. We may end up with a panel. Who knows? Whatever the ladies would like to do, we'll just have a blast. And it'll be like this, and people do enjoy it.
We have no idea.
So Brady, I'll put these up there, and I'll get these on up. And Robin, thank you. Robin, you do have some of these have been already fixed that you've kind of edited.
Yeah, all I did to it was lighten it up so I could see it better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
That's all I did.
Lizard Man Fest will be like a WCW all nighter.
Exactly.
All right, so John, I'm sending you the pictures.
I'll be like Bobby Heenan and wearing my pajamas.
Like one of those old tapings where they record all the shows for the month, you know?
Yeah. Hours upon hours.
You're there for 6 hours.
All right, good. Robin, I will get these up as soon as we finish. And Brady, just check back in the morning. I'll have them up here on Scarycast. Okay.
Okay.
I'll be
thank
like Big
you.
Man Vader hiding behind a curtain.
Be like Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
I've gone to a dark place over here. I'm just looking for pictures.
This is crazy.
I just want to laugh like
my phone.
Stone,
oh, this is all the pictures coming through
Bobby.
My phone. Okay, that's cool. So, anyway, Brady, what are your plans for doing some ghost picturing? That's a new phrase, ghost picturing.
I'm never going out again after tonight. No, I won't.
You scared him off.
I'm kidding.
Brady.
Or you know what you can do, Brady?
Actually,
is you can call me
that?
When you go out, and I'll remote view it for you so I can tell you what's coming up behind you.
Very nice. Yeah, we should do that. Actually,
now Brady.
I have plans.
Brady,
actually,
you better watch out.
Okay. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Well, when Robin says she will remote view for you, you have to be careful because I know three remote viewers that really can look at other locations and tell you what's there, and she is one of them. And in fact, she's the only one that has not been frightened by the assignment that I have given them. I have given assignments to two other remote viewers, and it's very odd they quit talking to me. Robin, she'll just sit there and say,
so
honey, there's this here, there's a cave there, and she's right. So,
I
get pictures
of it. You warned me that I had to wear clothes.
She's a nice lady, and she doesn't do that. Correct, Robin?
That's right. I have to have some standards.
She's busy enough with all the Bigfooter and ghosts around here. Jesus, come on.
This is great. Actually, you asked about my plans specifically. I have a couple other friends that are kind of amateur. Not that I'm professional at this, but like that are really interested. So I think when if the world ever opens up again, I would like to kind of form a local team here in Philadelphia. I think, because I have quite a few people that I know that would be interested, and I have a couple offers from various locations around the city, around New Jersey, that I think this could possibly turn into something, you know?
Brady,
so I'm excited about that.
I did not realize you were from Philadelphia.
I
basically live under I live under a rock filled with cryptids. Now, Pennsylvania, I did a lot of work in Pennsylvania on the Bigfoot there because there was an issue at one time.
Mm-hmm. You, my friend, live in a freak zone. Just putting that out there. Like, I have never in my life been in a state that had so much everywhere. I mean, you've got ETs that are up in those hills that have a stronghold in the one section of them. You've got Bigfoots that are running up and down. They're running all through the campgrounds, all around. They come down into the city. They go down through the Allegheny River. I mean, UFOs, dogmen, fays, you name it. It is there. Like, Pennsylvania is a hotbed of freaks. So you can
me,
research anything you want there.
I dated most of them. I know. I'm kidding.
Well, breaking
news,
something else. You mentioned New Jersey. I have been in studying and getting ready for my talk tomorrow and for the book. I have seen a number of drawings from decent artists, like for newspapers, of the early 1900s, pictures of the Jersey Devil. And those pictures look strikingly like the 4-foot-tall lizard man. Now, I'm sure there are multiple species up there. And, Robin, I hadn't had a chance to tell you this, but some of the pictures that I have seen look just like a miniature lizard man.
I can explain them, actually. I actually know the Jersey Devil personally. Stroh does as well. His name is Ratboy, and he lives in Trenton, and he looks just like the lizard man. I'm pretty sure this is who you're talking about. Actually, he's actually seen the Jersey Devil. I never have, despite being very familiar with the Pine Barrens.
See,
I've
stayed in the Pine Barrens for 6 months. Brady, when I was in a previous lifetime, I was in real estate development, and I was working on, you know, there's a Lowe's Home Improvement Center in Vineland, New Jersey. You familiar with that?
I mean, I'm familiar with Vineland, but I don't know it that well. But I
believe it's right next to the mall. They just ended up buying an outpad at the mall.
Okay.
And so I was up there and got to go out camping with some guys that were quite familiar with the Jersey Devil, and we heard a lot of weird things out there. That is a frightening area, the Pine Barrens. And we didn't see anything. I was a little grateful that we didn't, because what we heard didn't sound very wholesome. But, you know, I'd like to take a trip back out there. Go get scared one more time. So, and Vineland is, so I'll let the secret out. It's the egg capital of the world. Right, Brady? That's what the sign says.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, there's a sign. When you drive into it, it's kind of, you know, because it's a little before Cherry Hill. And the sign says the egg capital of the world. It's the only time that when we were doing this development, and I needed to meet the mayor. He said, come see me at this place about 12:30, and it was a strip club, and I walked in there, and all city council was sitting there eating this great looking Italian food in the strip club at about 12:30 in the afternoon.
You're gonna laugh at me, but I know the strip club in Vineland. I don't know where the Lowe's is because I did a wrestling show.
Okay.
At the strip club.
Yeah,
I did a wrestling show there.
All those cats get together in that back room and they eat that food. They said, yeah, you need to have some. We had stuffed mussels or just mussels with sauce on it. It was great. I mean, he said, this is where we eat. It's the best place. So, Vineland, I wish I'd have stayed up there. It was a lot of fun. But anyway.
You've about seen it all. So.
Do what?
You've about seen all that there is in Vineland. So.
I think that strip club was probably all that there really was in Vineland, New Jersey. But no, it was all right. I enjoyed it. The people were nice to me. I got
fun
paid,
wrestling over there. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
It's a pretty big town. I think it had about 125,000 people when I was there. So, golly.
It's a pretty large area. Yeah.
Yep, it is, and I'm sure it's grown, especially because I put the Lowe's there. But in any event, you know what? Robin's going to get me some of those pictures. I'm going to get them put up. I'd like to do another round. Does anybody have a question for thebradyhicks.com, vocnation.com? One of the coolest new ghost hunters in America. Does anybody have any more questions for this dude? Let's go around the room.
I always have a question.
Good.
So I'm always curious about, you know, with the iPhones and everything, there's all these different apps that you can download when you're doing paranormal, ghost hunting and things. So I just wanted to see if there's any apps that you've had success with or that you would recommend.
You know, I mean, honestly, I use my camera. I installed a negative image filter app on my phone. And another app to brighten the images. So I use those to kind of edit the pictures that I take on my camera. I also find Snapchat, ironically, very helpful because they have a lot of different, like, filter choices. Do you know what I mean? So, like,
yeah.
I can upload a picture into Instagram and just kind of scroll through the filters there. And, you know, there's various lighting choices that I think make some things more visible. Instagram is another really good one. You just go like you're going to post something on Instagram. And right before you hit the final post button, there's probably 30 different filters right there as well. So a lot of different choices to kind of make things pop and make them more visible. And screenshot. I take a whole lot of screenshots, you know, just to try and save time. But that's about it, really. I don't really have any special apps or anything that I use other than those.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Brady. All right, Papa Stro, you got anything you want to ask the man? It's no longer a myth, but he's a legend.
Well, I just want to say just real quick, Brady, welcome to the world of the supernatural phenomena.
Like in the Twilight Zone. Thank you.
You're funny. I got to reiterate because I've got some friends. We talk frequently, and I was just telling one of them about, you know, what I just talked to Duke Sullivan, and he told me this thing about the three-toed Bigfoot and all this stuff. And a dude said, John, you're better than a website. I said, well, you get the fresh news, you know. So yeah, but anyway, I just had to say that. Yes, you are welcome to be part of our little club at any time you want to.
Thank you.
See, Granny, you got anything you want to ask the man?
No, I'm good. I've just enjoyed listening to his stories and things like that. I just enjoyed the show tonight, so.
Well, good. Thank you. She's our litmus test as to whether we did all right or not. So let's see. We've had Devin. We've had Papa Stro. We've had Granny. Oh, Robin. Robin, what do you have to ask Brady?
You know what? Brady, do you go a lot outside of Pennsylvania or do you stay right in Pennsylvania?
Well, you know, before the government started locking me in a pen every night, I used to travel a lot. I'm only kidding, of course. I travel a lot the stretch between Philadelphia, up and down kind of eastern Pennsylvania, I do a lot, and the stretch between Philadelphia and the extreme southern tip of New Jersey, you know. So basically through the Pine Barrens into, like, as far down as I'd say, like, Cape May, New Jersey. That's most of where I go, so at least locally.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks. And I guess my question is, we're gonna post some of your pictures edited by Robin. Sometime will you come back and join us?
Absolutely. I'm. This is a lot of fun. It really is. And it's funny because, like, this all started for me as, like, a random, like, haha, that'd be cool if I got a picture of a ghost. I never expected it to grow into everything that it has, and all the cool people that I've met. Like, not even including you guys, you know. And it's been a pleasant. Stro will tell you, like, wrestling can be, like, very consuming, you know. And this has given me something besides wrestling to get excited about, you know. So it's an amazing world, and I'm really happy to be a part of it now.
That's great.
It really is. I can tell you this. I never knew I would meet the Duke Sullivan who runs World Bigfoot Radio. I never knew that I would be doing research on a talk at a Comic-Con, and I would get to talk to Devin Tate, and we've been together working on this stuff for 3 years. Devin, do you know it's been 3 years? And, you know,
wow.
And he's a comedian, he's a musician, great musician out in Hollywood, and And then Robin, I didn't know her from anybody, and she calls me up or sends me a message, says Igor Burtsev wants to talk at your event. And I thought, who is Igor Burtsev? I know the name. I don't know who he is. So I had to look him up. Then I sent her a message, and now we're all friends. Her husband's awesome. I met Janice Carter through her. There are great people that you will meet in this paranormal world. And it's a lot like wrestling. A lot of the people you meet through wrestling are just awesome, Papa Stroke. And right, Brady, you've made a lot of great friends in the wrestling world, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Well, you're maybe getting another world here too, and I think you will you'll enjoy it. So look, thank you so much for being here with us tonight. We'll have you again. I've got a since you are working from home a little bit now, right?
Me? Yeah, I'm home every day. My girlfriend and I are driving each other nuts.
Well, that's all right. I may call you the next day or so. I've got an interesting question I want to ask you. So I will do that. And all I got to say is my buddies on ScaryCast, this has been great having you. Granny Hulster, thanks. We love having you. Papa Stroh, always. Robin, couldn't do it without you. Devin, I mean, golly, our man from Hollywood. Not our man from Havana, but our man from Hollywood. We're missing Tony Filosi tonight. He is a paranormal investigator from Harlan, Kentucky, which is, I believe, the murder capital of the world. And he was sick tonight, or he would have been here, and he would have some fascinating questions. Yes? Did someone say something?
I hope Tony feels better soon.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, he'll get better. Yeah, hopefully he'll be better Monday. Because Brady on Monday, everybody here plus Tony, we all get together and we do murder 1, 2, 3. We talk about serial killers, and we have a paranormal look at them, and we do a lot of questioning on their circumstances, their motives, and many times we come up with different answers than the cops did. Of course, they were right down there, but if you look at their material, it can sometimes be very illuminating as to why did they do this in the trial and everything. So it's a lot of fun, Murder 1, 2, 3. And,
very cool.
So anyway, thanks a lot for being here with us. We'll have you back again sooner and later. You'll get the mystery phone call. And what do we have to look forward to next week on In the Room, your flagship program?
Oh, well, okay, so next, by the way, I got to say, and you're certainly a part of it, John, VOC Nation has had incredible growth just in the last, like, month or so. We opened a pro wrestling tees store. We've equipped 100,000 listeners for the month of May into June, the last 30 days, which is incredible to think about, the growth that we've had. So In the Room, trying to continue that tradition, and it's very, very difficult to keep up. We're actually going to have retired independent wrestler Lexi Feist, who tremendous women's wrestler, and she had to retire, I believe, a year or two ago. But I'm excited to kind of look back on her career. Fantastic girl, big fan for a long time, and this will be my first time talking to her, so this will be a lot of fun. And
well, that's
taking everybody's calls as well. Yeah.
Exactly. So, look, thanks a lot for being here with us tonight.
Thank you.
On the one and only ScaryCast. I want to thank my co-host. I want to thank our guest, Granny Hulkster. All of us hosts, Papa Stroh, Robin, Devin, and Tony, and I will be with you this coming Monday night on Murder 1, 2, 3. And Lord only knows who this one's going to be. So you take care. Goodbye.
Take care, everybody. Bye.
Take care, guys.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great
night.
Thank you.
Au revoir.